company really working in the area was Bell Labs at the time, and they brought it to Bell Labs, and they took it to Brittain and Shockley, who saw this thing and realized, my God, we've been working on this since the 1930s. The point was to move modern electronics away from the old Edison tube, the radio tube, yeah. right, vacuum tube. And they saw this, and they realized that they'd been working with a silicon base for this thing, but they couldn't get the electron flow right. So they saw this device from the craft at Roswell, and they said, this may be the answer. So they reverse engineered the chemical formula, found that they used arsenic, and that controlled the electron flow. And by 1948, 49, and 50, Bell Labs had patents for the transistor. Well, the Army was livid. How dare you take the patent? What do you mean you're taking the patent? It came from outer space, from the Roswell crash, and Bell Labs said, don't be stupid. Do you really want to say that we're developing this device that came from the Roswell crash?
Yeah.
And the Army was mad at Bell Labs. Bell Labs was mad at the Army. And then Brittain and Shockley in the 1950s reverse-engineered their notes to show how their experiments brought them to the transistor. Now, they hadn't. It was faked.
Yeah.
But it was reverse-engineered. So they got jump-started. So when Strom Thurmond told Trudeau that story and said, we've been at odds, so he said, you get these items invented in the United States. We want our military defense contractors to have these items under patent. We don't want anybody saying they come from outer space. Stupid. That was the idea. So Corso, in the early 1960s, had just finished up as Inspector General of the 7th Army in Germany, where he had previously held a Nike